This gentleman is the number one income earner in all of Ambit Energy, has been for 8 consecutive years. He was one of our first speakers at Simulcast when the event went live online, and he's going to tell you about one of the most impactful announcements in the history of the company. Please welcome founding national consultant, number one income earner, Mr. Brian McClure. Brian, you there?
Hey, I'm here, Bear. Appreciate it. Hey, before I get to that announcement, I do want to put an exclamation point on the bonuses. If you attended Simulcast, if you're a registered attendee to Simulcast, and we talk about this all the time, and it happens at Simulcast, and it's going to happen again at Ambition 2016, which is Labor Day weekend, starts August 31st of 2016, and that's this. If you are an attendee, instead of getting a 50% bonus if your customers are gathered outside of Texas, or a double bonus if your customers are gathered inside of Texas, from Texas, if you're an attendee, that goes to double bonuses for double bonuses for outside of Texas and triple bonuses inside of Texas. Folks, you know, unless I'm missing something, if you take the cost of Simulcast or you take the cost of Ambition and you splash it against the additional bonuses that you're going to get, you should never, nor should anybody in your organization ever, not attend Ambition or attend Simulcast. So I do believe for those of you that attended Simulcast, either if you were in a watch party or you were in Utica at the Stanley Theater or the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie, Texas, just outside of Dallas, or you're in your living room, you know, no matter where you were, hopefully if you saw me on Simulcast, what I said, I meant, and this is what I said. The first announcement that was made, which is, Ambit Energy is going to extend the promotion for $75 fee to join our business until December 31st of 2016. So that means from yesterday all the way to December 31st, 2016, it will be $75, reduced from $429. And what I said at Simulcast, and what I talked about, was this announcement is the single most important announcement that will stimulate growth in Ambit Energy ever made in the history of Ambit Energy. Now I want to put that in perspective. Keep in mind, in the very, very beginning, you know, you had the founding consultants. I was one of them. Bear was one of them. But there were some people that actually came before me. You know, Frank Schmullen got involved in the business, and Frank brought in David Spina, who brought in his mom, Esther Spina. When I got involved in the business just a short month later, you know, between what Frank had done and a couple other people had done, you know, there were over 1,000 consultants in the business, and they were the true trailblazers. So essentially, I've seen every announcement that's occurred in Ambit Energy. You know, I've seen every single announcement. I saw the announcement in the beginning. You had to personally sponsor 3 people and get 12 in your MC code to promote to regional. I saw the announcement that changed that to 2 and 6 is what we have today. You know, I was there when Ambit Energy was named by Inc. magazine as the fastest growing privately held company in America and hit the Inc. 500 in the September 2010 issue. I was there when we did our first market expansion into New York and every market expansion since New York. I was there when they announced free customers, you know, the free energy for gathering and maintaining 15 customers, taking the average of those 15 customers and splashing it against your bill. That was a huge announcement. And I could go on and on and on, you know, you know, we did the free enrollment. You know, that was a huge announcement. I mean, on and on and on and on. And you can be listening to this call right now and go, Brian, you got to be kidding me, that they're going to extend $75 to join Ambit Energy between now and the end of the year is bigger than all those announcements and all the other ones that I just didn't name. And I want to tell you that that's exactly correct. You know, 100% correct, okay? And let me tell you why. When a prospect looks at enrolling in your Ambit Energy business, and I want you to listen to this carefully. I'm gonna take this and put it on its own audio, and I'm gonna post it to my Facebook page. So if you haven't friended me on Facebook, You'll find a couple of pages on me. So send me friend requests. You can just search Brian McClure, and you know, if you hit me with a profile picture of me and Betsy, I'm smoking a cigar and Yoda's in the background as my background picture. But you know, if you send me a friend request, you'll get this link. But I'm going to take the conference call from this moment forward, and I'm going to put together an audio, and I'm going to post it. And here's how it goes. Why is the $75 extension from between now and December 31st the largest announcement ever in the history of Ambit Energy? And here's why. When a person, a prospect, looks at this business, they analyze three things. Fundamentally, they analyze three things. And in some instances, it's conscious. In other words, these are thoughts that they think about. They actually articulate them, and they go through a process analyzing these three things. And some of them are subconscious. You know, they might not even know that they are analyzing it in this way, but they do. And some of them take a long time to analyze, you know, and some of them do it instantly. You know, you've shown the business to some people and say, I'm in, boom. You know, that's the way Bear Gordon was. You know, he didn't even know the business, hadn't even looked at a presentation. He said he was in before he really knew what it even was. So, you know, people process in different ways, but here are the three areas that they process. Number one is they analyze the company. They want to be comfortable that Ambit Energy is going to do what they're going to do. So they're going to do all their market research or whatever it is, but, you know, and however they analyze that, but they want to be comfortable with the company. They want to make sure that Ambit Energy is viable. You know, some people are going to check their licensing with the different public utility and public service commissions. Others are going to look at the Better Business Bureau A-plus rating. You know, there's different ways they're going to do it, but they, number one, they want to be comfortable with the company. Number two, and this, by the way, is in order. So that's that they're going to look at that, but that's not number one. That's actually number three. Number two is they're going to analyze you. In other words, they have to be comfortable with you as a business partner. Now, here's where the subconscious thing comes in sometimes. They don't necessarily sit there and go, I'm getting involved in the business, and this is a real business, and Brian's going to be my business partner. Would I be comfortable with Brian as a business partner? They don't necessarily go through that conscious analysis, but subconsciously, they're analyzing it. You know, they're looking at the way you present yourself. They're looking at the way that you're bringing people into the business. So if you're trying to sell them into the business and close them and be hard-nosed about it, that's probably a turnoff for most people. So they're analyzing you. They need to be comfortable with you as a business partner when they get involved in the business, and that can be consciously and subconsciously. Now, number three, which is analyzing Ambit Energy, that's usually a conscious process. And then the most important thing is that they analyze, okay, and this is a lot of time very subconscious, is they analyze, how do I get my money back? You know, I've had people that are multimillionaires, literally multimillionaires, look at this business and verbally say, okay, well, show me how I get my money back. In other words, how do I get a return of my investment? And then they want to know, how do I get a return on my investment? So they're investing under this announcement, they're investing $100. They're investing $75 to join Ambit Energy. That's going to get them a kit. That's going to get them unlimited calls into customer support for life on a toll-free number. So they're getting real value there, okay? And then they're spending $24.95 for their first month's website and a couple of bucks for taxes. So it's going to be a couple of bucks over $100. But for discussion purposes, let's say they're investing $100 to keep it simple. Okay, so they're analyzing, how do they get a return of that investment? Now, when it was $429, they're analyzing that, and depending on the market that they were in, they're saying, okay, well, when I get five or seven customers, I'm going to get $100, and then when I get 10 customers, I'm going to get $200, and so immediately they understand that they don't have destiny in their own hands. In other words, not only are they going to have to go and get customers, Or they're going to have to go get a whole ton of customers to get their money back, and then they're only going to get $400 of the $429. So very quickly they understand that they've got to go enroll somebody into the business. And then if they listen carefully to the business presentation, they understand that they've got to get that person they've enrolled in the business, because the enrollment of a new marketing consultant in our business doesn't generate income for anybody. It's us helping them gather customers that generates their bonus, them for doing the work, and us for guiding them and helping them. It's only the acquisition of customers that triggers the bonus. So not only do they have to enroll somebody into the business, but then they've got to help that person gather customers. And so they're, you know, all of a sudden their destiny, their return of their investment is taken out of their hands. And then they realize, well, I probably have to do that at least twice. So all of a sudden it becomes convoluted, and doubt will take you out of action, and action will take you out of doubt. So doubt starts to creep in, and then they, you know, they just never get into the business. You know, they give you all kinds of excuses. I'm thinking about it, you know, this, that, and I need to talk to my wife, need to talk to my husband, got to come up with the money, you know, blah, 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 blah. But they never join your business. And the reason they're not joining your business, trust me on this one, they know, they're not going to verbalize it. They're not going to come to you and say, hey, you know what, Brian, I'm thinking about not joining your business because what I figured out was is that, you know, I'm going to have to get some customers, and then I'm going to have to get two other people, and I'm going to have to get them to get some customers, and I really doubt I can do that. I really don't have enough self-confidence. You know, in other words, it's never going to verbalize itself like that to you. So in a lot of instances, it's subconscious in their mind, and they just don't believe they can do it. They just don't have the self-confidence to be able to do it. So they don't do it. They don't join the business. They don't invest the $429, because a lot of times when people invest the $429 to get involved in the business, they're borrowing the rent money, or they're borrowing the food money, or they're borrowing something. You know, they're gerrymandering their finances around to cause that to happen, and within a reasonable period of time, they've got to get that money back, or something else that was supposed to get paid isn't going to get paid. Now, that's not the case 100% of the time, but we attract people that are in need financially, and so that is the case a lot of the time. So $75, why is it the biggest promotion? Because instantly, intuitively, subconsciously and consciously, a person instantly understands how to get their investment back. In other words, if you go and get two Texas customers, you're going to get $100. And if you go and get three customers outside of the state of Texas, you're going to get $100. So all of a sudden, not only is it destiny in my own hands, but everybody at the point of presenting the business to them believes that they can do that. They believe that it's not going to be any big deal. You know, in fact, they've already said, well, God, I'm going to join myself. So, you know, hey, I only need two more customers. Or if they're in Texas, I only need one more customer. And my mom's going to join. And, you know, hey, yeah, I can do this. So the number one reason that people don't join, which is the inability for them to, one, see and understand, or secondly, believe that they can get a return of their investment, was eliminated with $75. Now, before, when it was zero, went up to 75, back down to zero, and there was hip-hopping around and everything, we never changed the training. In other words, we never put anything out that said, hey, you've got to treat the business differently today than you did yesterday. Okay, and here's the difference. Up until now, if you've listened to myself, you've listened to Steve, you've listened to Chris and Debbie, you've listened to Ray, you've listened to Esther, you've listened to any leader, Carlos Marin, Frank Schmalling, any leader in Ambit Energy, and there's a ton of them, you know, there was always that choice, you know, do I lead with the product and go and gather customers, or do I go and show somebody the business, and then the ones that say no, gather them the customers. And to the person, it was lead with enrollment, lead with showing the business, and for those that don't want to do the business, then at that point, those are the ones that become your customer. Now, that doesn't mean that if your 80-year-old grandmother, who is never going to be a consultant, that you didn't go talk to them and sign them up as a customer, but we always led with the business opportunity, not with the enrollment of customers. And what I can tell you now is fundamentally that's changed. So here's the thing. The system hasn't changed, okay? So we all know the system. You make a written list. Then you invite somebody to take a look, not to join, but to take a look. And the only purpose of the invitation is to get them to look at the presentation. The next step is presentation. So we've written list, invitation, presentation. The easiest way to show the presentation is the video, and that six-minute video that they showed and was one of the announcements that's now on your website is off the chart, incredible. And so that's a great new tool, and it reflects the $75, okay? It reflects what I'm talking about here. And so you're going to do presentation and then validation. You know, if you show them that six-minute video, then you might get together with them or show them the other video that drills down into detail, because those videos are still available online as well. You may do a three-way call with somebody, and you do multiple validations. So we all understand the system. And so in that process, a person could say, yes, I want to join Ambit Energy. Well, nothing changes. If somebody says they're ready to join, get them the computer, get them to spend their $75 plus the $24.95 for the website, and get them to join Ambit Energy. They get a C number. So when a person says yes, you're not going to say, oh, wait, before you join here, let's get you a couple of customers. You're going to sign them up. The other thing that a person can do is they can say no. Okay? Well, you're going to do the same thing, but with a little twist. You're going to say, well, John or Mary or whoever it is you're talking about, look, I really respect that. Would you at least become my customer and take advantage of the savings? And then let's work to gather your free energy, you know? And if you'd be kind enough, there's a friend, a relative, coworker, or somebody that you're close to, would you mind referring another customer or two to me? I could really use the customers. Now, here's the deal. If you are a consultant that has over 20 customers, the system allows you to assign your customers within the first 7 days to any other C number, as long as that C number is in your organization. In other words, as long as they're in your downline. So you can't assign it to somebody sideways or outside of your organization. They have to be beneath you in the organization. So if you have 20 customers, then what you're going to do is you're going to go to your website, you're going to sign them up, you're going to work with them hopefully to gather another customer or two. So if you're outside of Texas and gathering customers, you're going to want to try to get a couple of more, okay? And you're going to sign them up on your website. If you're not, okay, if you're not having 20 customers yet, okay, so if you're newer in the business, I am not instructing you to stop everything you're doing and go and gather 20 customers. Now, if you've got 15 or 18 customers, you need to go gather enough customers so that you've got 20 customers and you can assign it, because it's easier that way. But if you don't have the customers, if you're brand new in the business, you don't have 20 customers, then what you're going to do is you're going to take that customer on paper, okay? You're going to take a paper form, you're going to fill out all the pertinent information that you need on that customer, and then you're going to hold on to that customer. You know, which is your prospect that's told you no to the business under this scenario that I'm painting right now. Then, if they start to, if they're willing to help you gather another customer or two, you're going to do the same thing on paper. And then you're simply going to turn to the person, let's say her name's Mary, and say, you know, Mary, we got you and we got two other customers that you've got. You do realize that if we took these three customers and put them on your name, Ambit would pay you $100 commission. In other words, you've already done the work to earn your first $100, and it only costs $100 to come in. I just want to make sure, are you sure you don't want to join as a consultant? Because you probably have a couple of people, maybe even these customers, that could do the same thing you just did, and when they did that, you'd make another $100. So if you had zero risk on investing $100, you'd have to put it up, and you'll have to wait until next Friday for you to get your money back. But if you had zero risk and you could find a couple other people that could do what we just did, every time you find a person to do that, even if you only found one, you'd make $100 matching bonus. They'd make $100, you make $100. So unless I'm missing something, Mary, why wouldn't you put up $100, ensure that you're going to get your $100 back, and when you get one person to do the same thing, you've doubled your money with zero risk? In other words, we had explosive growth under the zero enrollment. The problem was is it didn't cost them anything but the $24.95. Well, you know, and a lot of people didn't do anything because they didn't have enough money invested. Well, if somebody is telling you no under the scenario that I'm painting right now, so let me review. If they say yes, you're going to go sign them up. They're going to spend their $100. They're going to get the C number. If they say no, what you're going to do is sign them up as a customer, and you're going to work with them to gather another customer if they're in Texas, or two other customers if they're outside of Texas. And then you're going to explain to them and give them the opportunity once again to get involved in the business, okay? And if they don't, that's fine. Then you just gather two or three customers. Great. Fantastic. Go assign them to somebody else. Keep them for yourself. Do with them what you want to. Put the people in the savings and move on. It totally eliminates having somebody sitting out there wondering what's going to happen. So then the third scenario when we show the business is they say, maybe, you know, hey, you know, got to talk to my wife, got to talk to my husband, got to come up with the money, got to do the research, got to do this, got to do that, you know, blah, 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 blah. So they say, well, you know, Brian, it really sounds good, but, you know, I really want to talk to Mary. I say, look, Bob, I understand that, and I want you to talk to Mary, but are you open to a little coaching? Okay, so remember that line. Are you open to a little coaching? And they say yes. Just say, well, look, before you talk to Mary, why don't we see if this would work for you? Now, I'm assuming, Bob, and I'm assuming that Bob's in a service area, I'm assuming, Bob, that you want to save money yourself, right? And he'll say, right. So if this was something that after talking to Mary you got comfortable with that you decided to do, you would sign yourself up as a customer. And he says yes. And I'm gonna say Bob's in Chicago, okay? He's outside of Texas. So, well, Bob, let me ask you this. Would you be willing to work with me to gather two more customers? Because if we could gather three customers, okay, if we could gather you and two other customers, you will have made the $100 back. And unless I'm missing something, Mary's probably her biggest objection is going to be investing the $100. So why don't you and I work together and get you those other couple of customers? And I'm going to tell you up front, Bob, that, you know, some people you think are going to be your customer won't be. You know, we'll explain it. We might have to talk to five or six or seven people. So, in other words, we're going to set the expectation that this isn't just going to be calling two people. You know, and so for different reasons, people are going to, you know, say they don't want to do it, and that's okay. But, you know, we'll just work through it. We'll get you a couple of customers. And when you agree that when you go and talk to Mary at that point, that you can already tell her that you've earned the $100, that you'll have to put up a credit card before the credit card statement comes, you're going to have $100 sitting in your checking account. Wouldn't that be a little easier to explain to Mary? And I will promise you, I will absolutely promise you, because I've already, look, folks, this is not theory, okay? This is how I've been building my business. I've just never wanted to get on a conference call and announce it because, you know, it doesn't work when the next week they go back to $429. We have between now and the end of the year, so I'm asking everybody on this call, I'm asking everybody listening to the recording of this call to go be evangelists and go out there and train your groups, train the organization to do what I'm telling you to do, which is when they say maybe, go to customer gathering. Okay, go to customer gathering and get them the return of their investment before they've ever made the investment. It eliminates 99% of the time. I won't say 99%. I don't think that's accurate. 90% of the time, the reason they're not going to join Ambit Energy is because of the investment. You know, it's because of the investment. It's they don't have enough self-confidence, enough belief in themselves to go out there and think that they're going to be able to get a return of the investment. But if you get the return of the investment before they make their investment, unless I'm missing something, that's just like open enrollment. It's zero down. In fact, it's better because they're not risking the $24.99. Okay, they're not risking the $25. They've got the $25 back. This is better than open enrollment for two reasons. Number one, they're making an investment. They are making some investment in the business, okay? Number two is that they're not risking $25. They're risking nothing if they go and gather the customers. Folks, this, mark my words, and I'm getting goosebumps right now just talking about this. If you execute on what I just trained you on, okay, and there are going to be other people that are going to say, oh, go and do this and go and do that and everything. And look, you're an independent contractor. You can go do anything you want in this business. But if you want to take the gospel from the guy who has a couple, I think it's close to a couple hundred thousand consultants in my business, making a ton of money, what I'm telling you is that if you'll do what I just told you to do, your business will explode. Ambit Energy will explode. The growth in this company will be unlike anything else. Now, I'm going to tell you how this goes. Old dog, new tricks. It's going to take a while to retrain your people. Okay, it's going to take a while to get people to understand that when somebody says maybe, go immediately into the customer acquisition mode. It's going to take a while for those people to learn the skill set and learn exactly how to get people that have said maybe to actually agree and then to actually go and gather some customers, okay? And the best way to do that is eyeball to eyeball. Hey, Bob, I'm going to come over to your house if this is possible. I'm going to come over to your house. You're going to have a list, and you and I will sit there and smile and dial until we get the customers done. That's the best way to do it if you can physically go and sit down, you know, over a conference table or a dining room table or a coffee someplace. That's the best way to do it. The second best way to do it is for you to be on the call. You coach them on how to gather customers. You can go to topambitleaders.com, click on training, click on customer gathering, and listen to Miriam Wado teach you how to gather customers. Again, you go to topambitleaders.com, you click on training, you click on customer gathering, and watch those videos, okay, in the methodology of how we ask people to become our customers. So you're going to have to take this prospect, and you're going to have to train them on how to ask somebody to be their customer and then hold their hand. You know, get on a three-way call with them, you know, have them call up their friends, listen to what they're doing. When they hang up, coach them. Hey, when Mary said this, you should have said that. When Joe said this, you should have said that. The way Joe asked this question, what he was really asking, he really didn't mean that, but what he was really worried about was this. And then you answered it this way, and you didn't overcome that objection. And so next time somebody asks you that question, answer it this way. So you're going to coach them through by listening on a three-way call. If they'll give you permission, you're muted, and you're going to listen through to those things. It's better to go hold their hand. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And also understand that not everybody is going to go gather customers. They're going to give you lip service to go gather customers. They've said maybe, I'll work with you, gather a couple of customers, and it's going to be one excuse after another after another. Folks, that's a no. In other words, if you've shown an opportunity that documentable, it's people are making hundreds of thousands of dollars a month in, that's tied to a public utility that's unconsciously purchased and habitually used, that comes from a company that has the story and the reputation and the accolades that our company has, and you're showing them a way with little or no effort to just go and gather a couple of customers outside themselves, or if they're in Texas, one other customer outside of themselves, to enter that opportunity in a $464 billion U.S. market only industry for free with no risk, and they're not willing to go do that, they're not going to do the business once they get in anyway. They have told you everything you need to know about them, which is, I would not be a good business partner, so forget it. In other words, all this callback, you know, did you talk to Mary, da-da-da-da-da-da, and then people not answering the phone, all that's eliminated. If they say yes, let me review. If they say yes, sign them up. If they say no, ask them to be your customer and ask them if they'd be willing to help you gather a couple of customers, and then explain to them that they just got in for free. And if they don't want to, great, that's the end of them, they're finished, done. Most of the people, as we know, are going to say maybe. Work with them to gather customers, okay? Work with them to gather customers. When they gather two customers outside of themselves, assuming they're in a market area. Now, I live in Austin. I can't even be my own customer. So if you were doing this with me, I'd have to work on getting three customers because I can't be my own customer, okay? So we know what the counts are, but assuming that they're going to become a customer themselves outside of Texas, they're going to need two more customers. And in Texas, they're only going to need, if they're a Texas customer, they're only going to need one more Texas customer. So we know what the counts are. We're going to work with them. Preferably, we're going to get together with them. And then all of a sudden, they have earned $100. And then you're just going to turn to them and say, Mary, how many other people can we do this with? Now, if you can do this with 10 people, by the end of the week, you've made $1,000. Start painting the word picture financially for them. They want to know how to get. Remember the three things I tell you. The third most important thing, they want to know about the company. The second most important thing is they want to feel comfortable with you as a business partner. And the most important thing to them is, how do I get a return of my investment? The $75 announcement is the biggest announcement, in my opinion, ever announced by Ambit Energy today, because it gives us time to recalibrate, to retrain, to redirect our consultants in the field in this methodology. And when it starts to happen and people start going, yeah, well, that was easy. Well, yeah, let me go ahead and get in. I didn't, you know, I've already earned my money. Great. Yeah, well, how many people can you do that with? It does two things, folks. It gets them into the business at no risk, but more importantly, it gets them a check immediately. It's not somebody getting in and on the 26th day they're running around gathering their customers and they'll get their first check until the fifth or sixth week they're in the business. This methodology allows them to get in at no risk, okay, 100% guaranteed, doesn't cost them a dime, doesn't cost them $24.95 like it did in open enrollment, costs them nothing. But more importantly, it gets them a check right away. And the biggest first step in belief is to get a check with their name on it, okay? And then they say, yeah, I can do that with other people. And then they start doing it with other people, and they start doing it with other people. Let me tell you how this is going to go. And I'm going to bring on a really special guest that invited to be on the call tonight. How this is going to go is it's going to take, you know, between now and ambition to really get people ramped up to the new methodology. You know, there are people that are going to do it the old way, all the old dog, new tricks. But if you'll evangelize this, if you'll go out and you'll teach this in your trainings and you'll go out and teach it to the people that you're working with, if you'll call small trainings together, if you'll go out and teach this and then give it some time for people to work out the kinks, because it's something new and it's not going to go as smoothly as it sounds like it should on this call, and people work through it, and we collectively as an Ambit community deliver this and train together and all pull the wagon in the same direction, you will see explosive growth, the likes of which you'll have never seen. And I'm going to tell you the most important time to build an Ambit energy is between the first of the year and through the summer. Why? Because you want as many people in attendance at Ambition as possible. You know, what's the next big impending event? You got Chris and Debbie's Illumination. You've got Power Trip. You know, you can go to ambitpowertrip.com, get signed up. The leadership breakfast, I believe, is sold out. All the VIPs were sold out right after we announced it, so there's no VIP tickets left. But that event will sell out, and, you know, it always sells out usually within the first two or three weeks after simulcast, because everybody's talking about simulcast and we're not pushing it. It's ambitpowertrip.com. You need to sign up. You can transfer the names. You need to grab a couple of extra spots if you feel like you're going to build a big business based on double and triple promotions and 50% and double if you didn't attend simulcast. If you think you're going to put some people in your business, grab a couple extra places. You can change. You can go online and change that registration to their name prior to the event, or you can change it at the event yourself. It's transferable, in other words. So if you buy two or three slots at Ambit Power Trip, then you can assign the names later. Put them all in your name right now, and then you can assign the names later. Folks, I'm telling you that this is the largest announcement in the history of Ambit Energy. And I know some of you got that little man and little woman in the back of your head talking right now going, yeah, yeah, right, right. You know, this is bigger than free energy. Yeah, yeah, right, right. This is bigger than open enrollment. Yeah, yeah, right, right. This is bigger than the announcement that we are the fastest growing privately held company in America. You know, there have been some major announcements in the history of Ambit Energy, and I understand this. But I understand what drives people into this business. I understand that we're a business of building a network and everybody gathering a small group of customers. And I can also tell you, and I don't say this in a bragging way at all, I've built the largest network in the company. And one of the reasons I have is I understand the dynamics. And you can, yeah, butt me to death, but I am telling you, okay, with every fiber in my body, if you'll go and execute what I trained you on tonight and go evangelize it and execute it within your organization, it'll start out a little bit slow, but you just keep after it and after it and after it and after it. And what I'll tell you is the people that do it and run it through their organization will absolutely explode their business. And the size of Ambit Energy will explode. And if it explodes for you and your organization, you're going to have 50, 100, 5,000 if you're Ray Monty. I don't know what your number's going to be because it depends on how many people you're starting with, but you're going to have a substantially larger number of people at Ambition. And when the announcements at Ambition happen, still with the $75 coming out of Ambition, you want to build now to get as many people to Ambition as possible. And the way you do that is you plug into the events. You plug into the Women's Conference. You plug into AmbitPowerTrip.com. By the way, if you go to AmbitPowerTrip.com, you won't see Chris and Debbie Atkinson's name there. They are confirmed now. We're going to change that on Monday or Tuesday. So Debbie and Chris are going to be at Power Trip. You know, we're going to have the best of the best and the top income earners there. You need to be there. You need to be at whatever event, whatever training, whatever avails it yourself to yourself nationwide. Hey, I want to take in the few minutes that we have here. I want to bring on a really special guest. I asked this gentleman to join me on the call tonight because I wanted to nationally acknowledge Pastor Kenny Smith and his wife Terry for their promotion to national consultant. I know it's been all over Facebook, and I know if it hadn't have been a week before simulcast, it would have been all over simulcast. But they spend months and months and months planning those events, and to make a last minute change like that is a near impossibility. You know, when I walk in the back room of the Verizon Theater, and you see 30 or 40 people in front of screens and all kinds of fancy switches, and you got makeup people, and you got this people and those people, and all the technicians, and everybody synced in. A schedule that's been set in stone for you know a couple of months prior to the event, making those changes are impossible. But you know, Pastor Kenny, I wanted to bring you on and be the first to say congratulations on your promotion to national consultant. Are you with us, Kenny? Barry, are you on the line?
Yes, sir, I am. Let me see if I can freeway him in.
Okay. You bet. Maybe we jammed out the lines. We probably jammed out the lines. Hold on, guys. Let's see if we can get Pastor Kenny on.
Hey, Brian?
Yeah.
I found him.
All right. Hey, Pastor, you there?
Hey, I'm here. I heard you. I was screaming. I'm here. But I couldn't be heard.
Well, that's technology. You know, I think usually after Ambition and simulcast, we do the Sunday night call, and the lines are jammed out. And so who knows with the technology, but glad to have you on the call. And again, I know you could hear me, but from the bottom of my heart, congratulations. I know that the type of effort it takes to become a national consultant, as Jerry talked about at simulcast, the grit, the determination, the focus, the servant leadership that it takes to achieve that. You know, when you look at our business, you can build to regional through addition. You can actually build to senior through addition. There's some that actually, you know, go through the pain of trying to build to executive through addition. But when you know, you get to that senior level and you're building to executive, and certainly 100% when you get to the executive level and building to national, you know, addition doesn't work anymore. It's a business of duplication. You've built a powerful team in multiple markets across the country. But there's some people on the call, Pastor, that don't know your story. I know in the beginning, you know, Debbie Atkinson brought you into the business, and tell people what you were doing at that moment in time when you heard about Ambit Energy.
Okay, thank you, Brian. When I heard about Ambit Energy, we had just, you know, we are veterans in the industry, so Like Brian said, we know how to ride the bike. If you feel real comfortable to us, we just left a company called Prepaid Legal due to chargebacks. We had lost all of our income. And so we were sitting there licking our wounds, really. It took us 5 months to get going with Ambit after Debbie met us because we were still, you know, kind of in lost land, trying to figure out what we were going to do next. And then we were just kind of figuring out what to do. We got started, though, 5 months after being introduced to the opportunity, and we were hungry. We were living in an 800-square-foot apartment. We were struggling financially, and then Chris helped us out, giving us a great start by coming to pick us up. We had an old raggedy car, so Chris picked us up, and we started doing some presentations. Got promoted to regional in 9 days, senior in 2 months, and then executive at the end of 180 days. So we got excited, it got going and made it happen. So from that, it's been a journey from each position. I think one of the biggest things, Brian, is that you're in the people replacement business, and that with marketing, some start with you, some don't finish with you. And when you get to executive, you just have to keep replacing people. And we wanted to be national 3 years ago. We thought we were on course to be national 3 years ago. We thought 2 years ago. We thought 1 year ago. But you keep going, and you keep trying to find out who your next leader is, who's not going to quit, who's going to stay with you. And so we finally got it done. We were so excited about it. And like you said, it was just a week or so before the big event, but everybody's been so kind to us. They've and you're the leader's leader, you know, to give us a moment. And it was a national shout-out. We appreciate you because you are truly, you know, blind to downline and definitely – and I'm so far down in the organization, but yet you never treated me like I was. And so I want to thank you for the leader that you are. And that's kind of our story.
Well, I appreciate that. And I know in the beginning you were the full-time pastor of a small church, right?
That's correct. Yeah, in the beginning I was the sole pastor of a small church, and it was struggling. So people say, wow, you must have went to the top because you got your whole church to get in a big congregation. No, we had a small church, and it wasn't much. But, yeah, now we're still moving forward.
Well, you know, one common denominator of anybody that reaches the level of success that you have and the time period that you have is, you know, grit, determination, but, you know, it's called hard work, you know, and you see stuff on Facebook all the time about, you know, I saw one the other day of a picture of a farmer and, you know, and I forget what the line on the picture was, but it was like, you know, get back to our roots of hard work, you know, I mean, this is a great business. It's a financial vehicle to take you from where you are to where you want to be. But, you know, the common denominator to people that go to the top like you and Terry have is it takes a lot of hard work. So, you know, talk about now you're a national consultant. So the fact that you're a national consultant, you know, is, you know, it's great for recognition. You know, it's great to be a national consultant. But if you never put anybody in your national consultant code, the financial reward, or, you know, if you're just promoting to executive, or if you're just promoting to senior and you're on this call, or you just promoted to regional, if you don't put somebody in that code that you just promoted to, from a financial perspective, there is no additional opportunity. So if you never put anybody into your national code, the financial opportunity today is the same as it was before you became national. So talk a little bit about what your plans are and what kind of massive action you and Terry are going to take, because we haven't talked about this, but I know that's your plan to you know, just take it to the next level in your national business.
Well, I thank you for that question, Brian, because, you know, when you look at the fact, like you said earlier, anybody can on your own go to regional. On your own, you can go to senior. You might even finagle a way to get to executive. But when you go to national, you got to really be a leader. And, you know, when you look at getting there, guys, sometimes you have to not be able to sponsor. When you get into it, one of the toughest things for me was that I couldn't really sponsor as many people. I was trying to get to the next level, you have to do some very strategic and maybe even wise assisting of somebody, maybe putting somebody that you could sponsor, not too deep down the organization, maybe one level deep. And it's not what we teach. We don't teach stacking. But, you know, you got to get creative. You got to do something because you keep going wide and replacing grace, you may never get there. So I wasn't able to just do what I normally do. I always just recruit, 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 recruit. And I when I went to executive in 180 days, it was all about recruiting, recruiting, recruiting. Back in the day when Bishop went to executive in 90 days, it was recruiting, recruiting, recruiting. It's so wide, wide, wide. And so I'm so excited to be here. My plans are to get back to recruiting, to get back to doing what the basis of the business is, not just going out and showing the plan, showing the plan, showing the plan, showing the plan, showing the plan. And then the ratio appears, and now you're doing well. So I'm going wide, getting back to recruiting and building a big team front line and letting that front line eventually go down two or three, four levels deep. And like you say, you're only going to find that superstar somewhere on your third or fourth level. And we just plan on trying to go to that next level and see what it brings and the ratio that appears and see who shows up. And one day maybe find a Brian McClure in our national coach, which would be nice. We're back in the recruiting mode, and I'm excited about that. So that's our goal. Our goal right now is to put 20 people in our national code, not just those security numbers, not just somebody that you know we find that's willing to give it a try, but we're going to really go out to recruiting as a CEO, people that might be very, very interested, that may give it their best shot, and we're going to put 20 of those people in our code in the next 90 days. And go wide and see what that brings and have to go deep as well.
Well, you know, I think if we challenge everybody on the code to do the same thing, you know, on the ball rather than go do the same thing, you know, put 20 people in the next 90 days and teaching people about the power of the $75 between now and December 31st promotion, you know, this company is going to explode. I know that when the future holds for you and Terry and the people that you bless and empower is going to be incredible. And I have zero doubt that, you know, whether it's the next Brian McClure or the next Ray Monty or next Steve Thompson or Philip Eckert or Esther Spina or Frank Smalling or any of the other great leaders in this company, you know, I know this. I know that if you sort long enough, you know, you're gonna find that person, and it's the grit, it's the tenacity, it's the belief, it's crashing through the walls when they get thrown up in front of you. It's all those things that delineate who's gonna make the six figures per month and who's not. So, you know, I really, again, just wanted to bring you on the call, Kenny, to acknowledge you and Terry. You know, behind every man is the real strength of the woman. So I know Terry personally. I know what she means to you in your life, and I know the partnership that you guys have. And without her, you wouldn't be where you are, and her support, just like I wouldn't be where I am without Betsy's support. So my congratulations to both of y'all. I can't wait to see you putting on the purple jacket, and then I can't wait for you to put on the whatever the next color is for the $10 million deal. I don't know what that one is because no one's gotten that one yet. And then put on the blue jacket for the $15 million thing. And then, you know, I'm gonna be there, good Lord willing, and the creek don't rise when you put on the gray jacket for the $20 million. So I'm thrilled for you and Terry. I'm here for you, and as is everybody in Ambit, as you are for everybody in Ambit. I appreciate you. You hopping on the call and being on with us. So with that, Bear, I'd like you to close it out. I want everybody to put a big shout out of congratulations to national consultant and future multi gazillionaire Kenny and Terry Smith.